Imagine a world without conflict. Maybe that sounds to you like paradise, because conflict causes pain, hurts relationships, leads to fights and wars. Or maybe the idea is too far-fetched to make sense, since there's really no place we know in our world, not the workplace, not the Thanksgiving dinner table, not the UN Security Council, in which a single week passes without conflict. Still, wouldn't it be nice if we could all just get along? Good morning, Kansas City. Welcome to Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison. First this morning, though, we're going to talk about something about which there is no conflict. Here is work worthy of a Grammy. It was a big day for the Kansas City music scene yesterday. That's the Kansas City Chorale singing from their album that won yesterday, not one, but two Grammys. Artistic director Charles Bruffy was in Los Angeles to collect the award, and he joins us this morning. Charles, welcome to Central Standard, and congratulations.
Well, thanks very much. I'm actually, it's kind of funny, I'm on the airport shuttle on the way to the airport, so I can be to you on my cell phone, so... I so appreciate the opportunity.
We were sort of expecting that you'd be in a limo sipping champagne, Charles. That's less glamorous than I'd hoped.
I know. I meant to say that.
Right.
Instead of the truth.
So, again, congratulations. The album was called Life and Breath. It was honored with Best Choral Performance as well as Best Engineered Album Classical. Your words to me last night were, it's just unbelievable. Do you still feel that way?
You know, I do, and every time anybody ever asks me, I always have to take a big, deep breath to calm my nerves, to be able to say it out loud that it actually happened. And in fact, our engineer and producer both won Grammys in their field. So this recording from the Kansas City Chorale, in fact, won all three of the possible Grammys for its work.
That's right. Producer of the year as well. That's right.
Right.
So I'm sure a lot more people will be hearing this music in the days to come, but why don't you tell us about the album? Tell us about the work of composer René Clausen.
Well, René Clausen has been a composer that I've been singing since I was in high school chorus, in fact. And actually, some of the pieces that are on this recording are pieces, in fact, that I sang when I was in high school. So it's been really interesting to look through new... more experienced ear and eye at these pieces that I've known for such a long time. It's a combination of pieces that were written very early in René's career, as well as a world premiere recording of the double chorus mass that he wrote specifically for us that we were able to commission through a grant to the National Endowment for the Arts. It's all very pleasing music, and I guess I've just started calling it, it's an easy listen,
yeah.
But it is just so extraordinarily beautiful music.
It is beautiful, and in the name of journalism, I tried to find a negative review of the album for Balance, but I couldn't find one. Everyone raves about it, and no one more so than the composer himself. I read something he wrote. He said, when you can create a recording like this, then you can inspire others too, inspire other composers who inspire other singers and other choruses. This is really important for the choral art. Charles, do you think this is what will happen as a result of this recording? Is it an inspiration to other choirs and choruses?
I'm certainly hopeful. And, you know, it's kind of a sobering realization that every time you make a recording, that it is something that generations from now will be able to listen to. And so it better be pretty good if you're going to be influencing future generations by the work that you have done.
Yep.
And I'm really proud that René likes what we've done with it, and I'm grateful.
How does this kind of honor affect the chorale's work? I mean, will you take on different kinds of work, sort of springboarding from this honor, or will you do more performances? Will there be a tour? Does this change anything for the Kansas City Chorale?
Okay, well, I hope you get this. We're headed into a tunnel here. You know, it's very gratifying for all of us, the singers. And, it, you know, it's kind of a gold seal of approval that what we've been doing and the work we've been trying to accomplish is happening, and that it's happening on a very high level, that though it's not a competition, but that it, you know, it can compete with the best choirs in the world. And I think that that is a very proud moment for the singers to recognize that what we are doing is on the same level as what all of the world-famous choirs get to do.
One of the pieces in this recording, Charles, is a new work, a mass for double choir. We're going to listen to a little bit of that work. Tell us a little bit about this mass.
Well, it follows the usual mass text and usual mass form. Now, the Kansas City Chorale several years ago recorded the Martin double chorus mass, which is kind of one of the 20th century's standard masterpieces in the mass form. And in speaking with Rene about that, he had listened several times to that and wanted to create a piece that was on the same stature as that piece. And I think that he's so accomplished that, you know, the setting all of the words in the mass is perhaps the first challenge. How do you get all of the words said without it lasting an hour and a half? And so then you have to be very efficient in the way you set the text, and while you still maintain the kind of musical shape and impact that you want. So all of the parts of the mass that are celebratory, it sounds like party music, in fact. And those more intimate and vulnerable parts are so soothing and inviting to come inward.
Well,
I think he really knocked it out of the park on this piece.
Let's take a listen to one of the movements of the mass. This is one of those wordier movements that have a lot of words to get in. This is the Credo. Let's listen to a little bit of that. And as that continues to play, Charles, I guess I would ask you, as you move from this honor to the next thing, what's the next recording for the Kansas City Chorale? Where do you go from here?
You know, that's always the question. We want to plan well what's going to happen recording after recording after recording. But before that, tonight when I get back to Kansas City, I'm going back to work with the Kansas City Symphony Chorus. And so we have some other work to do before we get to the next recording, but we do have a very long list of pieces that we're considering. You know, the Chorale has quite a long history of recording Russian music, and so, you know, there's a lot of pieces, in fact, some that are not recorded at all and that are not well-known at all, that are high on our list.
Let me ask you one more question, Charles. On a lighter note, how does one get a Grammy statuette home from the Grammys? You've already acknowledged you're in an airport shuttle. Is it in your carry-on? Did you put it in your checked bag? How do you get it home?
Well, they have to engrave them, and then we get them just a couple days later. So I can't wait to get my new piece of art home on the piano.
Well, that's Charles Bruffy. He's the artistic director of the Kansas City Chorale, Grammy-winning Kansas City Chorale, on his way home from Los Angeles. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning, Charles.
I'm so happy for technology that allowed it, and thanks for featuring the Kansas City Chorale, and thanks to all of Kansas City for their wonderful support.
Thank you. Coming up, a conversation about conflict.